get from water, what she did.
Salt water, some kind of fish or something.
Huh?
What?
I said,
from the Gulf, you know.
I don't know much about that, salt water. Getting the water from the Gulf.
Fish, she said something from the salt water.
Something from the salt water.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know nothing about, but fish, we used to get smack of fish from the salt water.
Uh-huh.
That's for eating.
Uh-huh. What about the thing that pearls are supposed to grow in?
That's from the salt water. That's what you call, eat them. That comes south too. That comes down a little down. What you call them?
Those in a shell.
Oysters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and mackerel, fish, and oysters. Mm-hmm. You get that from salt water.
And if you lifted up a rock in a stream, you might find something that's got a hard shell to it and these little claws on it, or pinchers. And it's about this big, maybe. If you touched it, it'd swim away backwards.
Is it a crawfish? Crawfish, I say a crab.
Crawfish, that's the only thing that I know. You could turn up a rotten log or
rock
or anything like that. If you had a running water, a pond or something, you'd find a crawfish. And then he'd go crawling off and backing up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd call that a crawfish.
Mm-hmm. What would you hear making a noise around the lake at night?
That's a bullfrog.
Mm-hmm. What about the little ones that get up in the trees?
You call that a tree frog.
Okay. And the kind that hops around on the ground?
That's a spring frog.
Toad.
Hmm.
You're talking about the one that hops on the ground, toad frog, that's it.
The little brown one?
Toad frog.
Toad frog.
Hmm?
That could be a toad frog.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a spring frog and a tree frog?
The tree frog, he born at the stay of a tree. Somehow he been born a hatch in a tree in there.
Mm-hmm.
But a spring frog, he get up on a tree some way by it being bent over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll hop on this place here and hop from there till he get further.
Mm-hmm.
That's called a spring frog. But that frog comes from the water.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from the water. Something like a toad frog. I mean, something like
bullfrog.
Bullfrog, yeah. Uh-huh. He comes something like a bullfrog.
Mm-hmm.
But that toad frog, he creates on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He comes.
What if you wanted to go fishing? What might you dig up to go fishing with?
We call them. In my days, you'd call them. I think I used to hear Mama call them baits.
Mm-hmm.
But today the popular people, white and black, would call them worms.
Mm-hmm. What about a little fish you could use for bait?
What, a little fish? Is?
Yeah, that you could use to bait your hook with.
Pete, you call them minnows.
Okay.
Call them minnows.
And this is a hard-shelled animal that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Coodle.
Okay, does that stay on land or in water?
That's a coodle.
Uh-huh.
They call it a coodle or a tadpole.
That's on land?
Yes, one called a dry land tadpole. Then it's one stays in the water.
What do you call the one that stays in the water?
Call that a coodle or a coodle or a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
That's a turtle stay in the water and a coodle.
Mm-hmm. And the terrapin stays on land?
The terrapin, that's dry land.